Live.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. That one day, this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men
Winston Churchill said the destiny of man is not measured by material computations. When great forces are on the move in the world, we learn we're spirits, not animals. And he said there's something going on in time and space and beyond time and space, which, whether we like it or not, spells duty. You and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of men on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness.
The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, because you listen to this show as an exceptional American, well, you want to learn how you can best stop the totalitarian. So welcome aboard, third hour here on Agenda 21 Radio. A lot of things going on. The last hour we were talking about these alliances that go on with, guess what? The Iranians and the Chinese practicing naval operations in the Persian Gulf. We also talked about the top secrets of Oroville Dam, and that the legislature in California passed a top secret emergency evacuation plan for Oroville Dam, but it's top secret. It cannot be discussed. Does it have to do with the nuclear projects that are going on underneath the dam? Well, as you know, if you listen to Agenda 21 Radio and read our articles, we've exposed that. A top secret plan for emergencies at the Oroville Dam. Of course, we living in the shadow of the dam don't know what the plan is. We don't have one for ourselves. No one's wanted to step forward and come up with one except for this radio announcer and a few other people. So we just are going to be victimized one more time by Jerry Brown and his ilk. Anyway, with us right now is Chris Street. Chris is with us by way of Skype, as usual. And Chris, a lot of things going on, and I want to say congratulations, kudos to you, because over the last several years you've been predicting that there would be more and more influence of the Chinese in the Middle East, and guess what? They're here now, and a lot of people might find it a surprise, but to you it's not a surprise, and it's kind of like old news to us, but they're, to most of the people out there, they don't understand it.
Well, Paul, my thesis was that the world was changing to where the United States would be the Saudi Arabia of the next century. We'd have the largest oil production, And interesting, we'd also have the largest natural gas production, and combining natural gas with liquefaction, what's called LNG, that the United States would also be the largest exporter of LNG. All of that is playing out, and the interesting issue is the victim is clearly China. And China has only one opportunity to change that game, to even stay close in that game. And it has nothing to do with Russia, and it has nothing to do with Saudi Arabia. It has everything to do with Iran, because Iran has the largest potential field for natural gas production in the world. And that natural gas, of course, can be liquefied by shrinking it 600 to 1 into LNG. And China is in a desperate situation. How do you take a country with 1.4 billion people who've moved up from two bowls of rice to three bowls of rice, you know, and maybe even the thought of having a car? You know, that was a great escalator. How do you take the express elevator down to what you used to have? And my thesis was that they would align with Iran, and it looks like I'm right.
Yeah. You know, they have nowhere else to go except, I mean, they could buy, I guess, LNG from us. Aren't we starting to ship that stuff overseas right now here?
Well, funny part, Paul, is that, you know, Donald Trump, you know, he's supposed to be some kind of rube, you know, associated with the Russians. He is absolutely carpet bombing the Russian economy right now because the United States shipped its first LNG tanker to Poland. And, of course, Poland used to get all their natural gas from Russia, right? So if you want to play the real game of military dominance, it starts with economic dominance. And, of course, shipping natural gas to Poland exporting other natural gas to Europe pretty much cuts Russia out of their largest customer.
Yeah, I'm sure that does not make Vladimir happy.
You know, Vlad, I'm actually kind of empathetic of the Russians. I mean, here's a country that you know, is now one of the largest Christian countries in the world. You know, they face real challenges with radical Islam. They face real challenges that Barack Obama, you know, in his Arab Spring, essentially blew up the Middle East. And oh, by the way, they're completely reliant on energy, and that's going down because the United States is going up. So, you know, Vlad's keeping it together. But, you know, we're playing a really dangerous game here. Early this morning, there was a U.S. reconnaissance plane, a big one, was not just shadowed by a Russian fighter, but a Russian fighter came within 5 feet. So we're not talking about, you know, some kind of provocation. We're talking about getting, you know, the Russians getting right in our pocket.
Yeah, this is something, I mean, we're starting to get a little bit touchy, I think, with this whole thing about the shoot down of a Syrian MiG. It was not a Russian MiG, it was a Syrian MiG. And
yeah, that's what they say.
Right. But you know, Chris, you know what the authorities are like. I mean, you have to go through certain authorizations to shoot down an aircraft in the military, and quick judgment obviously played a role there. But it seems to me that it's open season on Syrian jets when it comes to messing around or getting close with your bombing of where American troops might be.
Well, these aren't American troops, or maybe they are American troops. You know, they're clearly the quote unquote free Syrian rebels. You know, the free Syrian rebels have been pretty famous for getting supplied by the United States and turning around and selling their weapons to ISIS. You know, this is all a very confusing situation in Syria right now. On the one side, you have the rise of the Persian Empire, and the other side, you have the rise of the Moorish Empire. You know, we're going back to empires, and of course, Syria has always been the fault line, you know, between those two empires. You know, the United States is in this game. You know, should we be in this game to win it, or should we be in this game to watch it? My personal feeling is, you know, if you didn't have people like McCain screaming about the Russians, we'd be in this game to watch it.
Yeah, that's kind of another problem that I pointed out, actually, and discussed with everybody on the radio in the first hour, this whole McCain thing and these, I call them the drama queen Republicans that are out there being histrionics and so on. And McCain's involvement, as you know, goes all the way back to Benghazi and how these arms were kind of shifted around and ultimately ISIS came about and all this other good stuff. We were reporting this as Benghazi coverage. But McCain's just never left the scene here and has been continuing to rant and rave about taking out everything to deal with Syria. And, of course, he doesn't seem to mind that we are providing the arms for ISIS. Apparently, right, that's right. Okay.
Well,
how is
that taking out Syria, you know, working in Libya? You know, Hill and McCain show.
Right.
That's who really played this. And, you know, I understand John McCain, you got shot down over North Vietnam on a bombing raid. I understand that was really horrible. You know, you suffered tremendously. But, you know, I was in that war. I don't want to go revisit it. And I sure as hell don't see any reason why we should be revisiting in Syria. What use is it going to be for us to get rid of Assad and then find out what kind of jackass comes next?
Yeah, well, exactly.
I mean, you know, you may not like Assad, but, you know, he didn't have any problem with radical Islam growing in that area until, you know, Barack Obama in his Arab Spring blew it up. This was Hillary Clinton's op. How's it working, folks?
It's not. Anyway, stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. More Chris Street here on Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, visit our website, Agenda 21 Radio, and you can email me, paul@a21r.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Chris Street, and we're talking about, well, a lot of different things. We just got done talking about what's going on in the Persian Gulf and Chris's prediction from the crystal ball that there would be an alliance with China and the Middle Eastern countries, in particular Iran, because of Iran's natural gas situation. China has no energy in and of itself. That's why they import so much coal from the United States. Why we need to get coal workers back to work again, which we have been doing. Chris, Donald Trump's been very clear about bringing back the coal industry, hasn't he?
Well, Paul, it's energy independence and it's energy dominance. You know, we deal in a world where the formula has, the script has been flipped. You know, from 1870 to 1970, the United States squashed the world's manufacturing because our energy costs were about two-thirds the cost of the rest of the world. So if energy is 150% of the cost of labor in manufacturing, if you've got rock-bottom energy, you know, China can give their labor away and still not be competitive. Unfortunately, you know, we're still playing the loser game since the 1970 when America lost its energy dominance in the Middle East. And one of the more blatantly terrible, you know, memos to come out in the last decade is this morning it was leaked Hillary Clinton's involvement in giving highly enriched uranium back to the Russians. It turns out that the Bush administration in 2006 had a sting on, you remember those peace-loving Georgia people that were invaded by the Russians?
Yes. Oh, yes.
That started all this, Paul? Well, it turns out in 2006, the United States had a sting where some Russian dude, you know, gave highly enriched uranium samples to Georgians. Why did Georgians need highly enriched uranium? What do you do with highly enriched uranium?
You make nuclear weapons out of it.
Right. So, you know, this all got started in this fight with the Russians in 2008 when Russia invaded a province in Georgia. Now, the details aren't all in, but guess – but the Bush administration grabbed in a sting operation this highly enriched uranium, and good old Hill, you know, Hillary Clinton, she gave it to FBI Director Robert Mueller.
Oh, I hate it when that
happens. Then flew it to Russia and had a transfer on an airplane. Kind of reminds you of Bill and Loretta Lynch. You remember that Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch meeting?
Sky Harbor Airport.
Right. So, you know, it's just starting to blow up Hillary's reset button with the Russians and how she totally screwed it up. But we are early in the game of what the Obama administration actually did. And ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be nasty. You know, why are we in the Middle East when we are the Middle East? You know, they are the energy weak exporters. They have high entitlement costs. We have rock bottom low entitlement costs. And Donald Trump understands one thing very clearly. I win and you lose. That's the economics of Trump. And that's what the economics of the United States needs to be.
Well, you know, I want to get back into this thing about Robert Mueller, because I can remember we were reporting that incident back. Are you ready for this, ladies and gentlemen? During the whole Lavoie-Finicum situation, because they were so keen on getting a hold. This is now the Uranium One business. They were so keen on getting a hold of uranium and other minerals and assets in Harney County, Oregon, where the standoff with Lavoie Finicum and the Bundys took place. Remember all that? Harney County, where you have thorium, you have uranium. It's very, very rich in all these resources. And Uranium One, we were reporting that the FBI at that time under Comey was sealing off the county buildings for records. Well, I'm sure, Chris, that he was actually taking records out that might reference anything dealing with the Clinton Foundation and Uranium One. What would you suspect that maybe?
Well, you know, Paul, this is the hard part about connecting the dots. Like, remember when you were a little kid, you used to do those little pictures where you go 1, 2, 3, 4, and after a while, you know, a picture would appear from the dots. Remember that game, Connect the Dots?
We play it on this show all the time.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, this is, you know, we're in the adult form of Connect the Dots. And, you know
what? Adult dot game. You know, I'm writing that one down.
These people seem like they're just doofus. Don't ever call Hillary and Bill Clinton doofus. These are people that raised $2 billion after they left the White House supposedly flat broke, right?
Right.
I mean, you know, this is their daughter, Chelsea, had an elite wedding courtesy of a charity. I mean, you all out there working are the suckers. I mean, you're just like a big lollipop, and these people just are voracious in appetite. Well, and every time you hear about anything that's like, you know, there's a buck in it, smiling Bill and Hill are there.
Right. And, you know, this whole thing with Uranium One was the sort of the kingpin to understand what the whole cover-up was, especially with Wyden, the senator from Oregon, who went to Comey. See, all these dots are coming together. So those of you that understand Lavoie Finicum, and, of course, we had Jeanette Finicum, who came out. She was our guest at Liberty Tour number 5. We got to know her there for 2 days. It was an awesome, awesome experience. And I had to break the news to her. I told her about all this Uranium One, all this stuff, the connect the dot. And now, Chris, with Comey, with Mueller coming on the stage and on the... See, I love what Donald Trump is doing here. What Donald Trump is connecting dots for us publicly so we can see all these players and how dirty they are, like Mueller. We know about Comey. That's already been found out. Now it's Mueller that has been exposed, if you will.
Well, Paul, everyone should watch the CBS News report with Frank Luntz, where he interviewed voters from Erie, Pennsylvania. You know, Erie, Pennsylvania, the last time they voted for a Republican, I think, was in the 20s. You know, so but Erie County went Republican after just decades and decades of being Democrats, and so they got a focus group, and they interviewed them. And the most amazing part about the focus group is, remember when Donald Trump pushed the president of Montenegro out of the way and stepped in front? Frank Luntz was absolutely furious about the disrespect. Every member of the 30-member focus group, including blacks and browns and whites and everything else, you know, the box of chocolate of America, you know, they all said he did the right thing because America is the guy that's out front and should be leading. You're not supposed to step in front of the big boy.
No, no. And, you know, Donald Trump, of course, he represents the big boy. That's us, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm the guy that all the way through the election said Trump was going to win. Everybody thought I was a moron.
Right.
Now, what a loser. You know that big L thing?
Oh, yeah.
And I had him, had he not had that tape, he would have won by 7 million more votes and absolutely broke the back of the Democrat Party. But he was always ahead, you know, for 8 months.
Right.
And now you're looking at Erie, Pennsylvania, which this thing was supposed to be about how Donald Trump was a disappointment. When you see the interview of these people, they all say he's honest, He's doing their business.
Right.
You know, the tweets are the only way he could go over the
media. It's Union Country in Erie, Pennsylvania. Why? Because I was born there. I get that. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, more Chris Street coming up. And also your calls, 215-867-8255 here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call. $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Oh, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with all presidents and the Agenda 21 show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. If you'd like to call in and talk to either Chris or myself, ask a question, 215-867-8255 is the call-in number. That's 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. Okay, Chris, one of your stories that you got right now on Breitbart coming up on Agenda 21 Radio, FBI raids Sovereign Health, highlighting addiction treatment industry.
That's right, Paul. I like, you know, silly is as silly does. And, you know, we are back with, thank you, Obamacare, to unlimited benefits for mental health and drug abuse. And in fact, there are now 2,000 locations in California that are licensed to provide mental health benefits. Most of this is drug detox. And there's only 16 regulators for the business. Now, you think that's an accident, Paul?
No.
All right.
Somehow there are no accidents.
So I want to tell you, the cheapest rate you can find for this drug rehab therapy, I want you to put your hands on the 10 and 2, folks, because this is your tax money at work, is $1,980 a day. In fact, the average is $3,400. And there's a the Orange County Register tracked a woman that in 5 months ran up a $416,000 bill. Now, these aren't hospitals with surgery centers. These aren't hospitals, you know, with some kind of, you know, specialized, incredible equipment. This is talk therapy.
Talk therapy?
Right.
And we're talking about, I do that every day.
Yeah, this, you just listen to Agenda 21, you get real talk therapy.
That's right. It's very therapeutic.
But this is a scam that is out there that is one of the biggest reasons why Obamacare was always going to fail. When you can have $3,400 a day for basically putting people in a, you know, a home, that's a real formula for fraud. And in fact, Sovereign Health was raided by the feds. And interestingly, you know, this organization has a facility in San Clemente, Culver City, and Palm Desert, but they also have facilities all over the United States. You know, the president the CEO of the company, Dr. Tanmoy Sharma, he lost his medical license in the UK for serious professional misconduct in 2008. No problem. He reinvents himself as a medical therapist, you know, in San Clemente, California, running an empire billing at $3,400 a day. Isn't America a great country?
It's wonderful. Wonderful. So he got into that little scam.
he called, you know, they came into the office, and, you know, of course, there were investigators from the FBI and the Office of Inspector General from the Department of Health and Human Services. He was very upset that his staff was held at gunpoint while laptops were collected to do marketing for this company. And amazingly, this guy called the raid Mickey Mouse. What is Mickey Mouse when you have a dozen FBI agents with guns drawn? Doesn't sound very Mickey Mouse to me.
Actually, you know, as I say in this radio show, it sounds like a whole bunch of proctologists showed up.
Yeah, could you hear those yellow gloves snap?
That was, yeah, I knew you were going to say that. That was the cue for that. Yellow gloves snapping all over the place. You got another article, Amazon's Whole Foods buyout.
Well, this is another deal. You know, the beautiful of the real beauty of Amazon is, you know, they become the everything store. They sell everything on the internet. You know, that's the good news. The bad news is they don't make very much money on the internet. The interesting thing is that Amazon's real business is cloud storage for other people and selling other people's products on the internet. That is a modestly profitable business, and they are now buying a modestly profitable business in Whole Foods. Whole Foods was a great idea. It introduced organic products.
Mm-hmm.
They moved the store size up from 18,000 square feet to about 60,000 square feet because they thought they were competing against this guy called Kroger, you know, like Kroger. Ralph's.
Right.
And Kroger's average store is 110,000 feet. And when you look at Whole Foods, they're the 11th largest grocer in the United States. I believe they have 18 million square feet and 480 stores, but they compete against Kroger's 2,600 and I believe 200 million square feet. Now, Kroger, you know, saw this thing coming with organics. They watched it like any, you know, spider. And pretty soon it looked like it was a pretty good business. And then Kroger started offering the same organic products at a 21% gross margin that Whole Foods Market offers at a 37% gross margin. And after a while, it doesn't, you know, Mom is really a top-notch economist. You know, nobody's really been able to outsmart Dr. Mom for very long. And she takes a look at these prices that she sees, and pretty soon she doesn't go to Whole Foods. She goes to Ralph and gets the same quality organic food for about a fifth less.
So this is, what are you saying about this whole deal then?
Well, Whole Foods is dying. It's got low margins. Mm-hmm. They can't get out of their stores because they're locked into these leases.
Right. I mean,
you know, retailers are falling apart. You think these REITs and these people that own the buildings these guys are in, you know, want to lose their leases? No way. So here's two mistakes coming together. And the interesting thing is it's a brilliant move by Amazon because Amazon, you know, already has a grocery business called Amazon Fresh where they'll deliver to you.
Right, right.
Which really loses money. But if you put this Amazon Fresh with Whole Foods, Amazon Fresh can use the warehousing. And then there's this disruptive change coming in the next 5 years called autonomous vehicles. And I've said from the start, the real story on, you know, self-driving cars isn't your self-driving cars. It's going to be commercial trucks
right.
and vans. And once you
delivery
have
delivery vans
place,
and things like that,
Amazon's going to be able to use driverless vans to deliver groceries to your door. And that's a really brilliant business that they're essentially going to be able to do without spending gazillion dollars in new technology. All that technology is there and in place. And what it should really tell you is the big boom in tech stocks is probably over. And in fact, they're moving into the real economy. And that's where the opportunity is, Paul, not Silicon Valley.
Right, right.
It's Main Street.
Which brings us to another issue. And this is something that bodes very badly for Jerry Brown. And but in a second, we got the music coming up. And I want to get back into this because you have brought this up on other occasions. And I want to get back into this because Jerry Brown is so dependent on money from taxes and so on that come out of Silicon Valley and other things. But this is actually going to spell some bad, bad news for him, which will probably force him into another genre, such as, are you ready for this, ladies and gentlemen? Fracking and oil and things like that to make up the loss that will come from Silicon Valley. So stay with us. More Chris Street. And please call in 215-867-8255. We'll be right back.
He's undoing the U.N., one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Bill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 Coin.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio with Chris Street. And Chris, the world is going to be changing very rapidly, as we were talking before, for Jerry Brown, because it looks like his tax base, his cash flow base, and you've been predicting this for quite a while, is going to be diminishing. And now we can start to see the real picture, because California is not going to be so tech-centric any longer.
Well, that's right, Paul. Remember that the policies of the left favor cities and push cash into cities by draining, you know, suburbs and rural areas. And if you look at the economics under Barack Obama, you will see that you devastated the economies of rural America. You hurt the suburbs, and you just poured cash, massive amounts of cash, into the inner city. And you go anywhere in America, especially in Washington, D.C., and, you know, the national bird of the inner city is not the pigeon anymore. It's the building crane.
Yeah, yeah.
And when you look at places, you know, and once again, mental health, we're talking about these crazy spending kind of deals. You know, these go to very politically motivated groups that voted for Barack Obama. You know, what an opportunity. I get $3,400 to put somebody in a bedroom with three other people, you know, and I'm giving them some kind of talk therapy. Now, I'm not undermining mental health treatment, and I know talk therapy works for a lot of people, but do you really need to pay in a room with four people in it? Do you really need to pay, you know, $13,600 a room?
No.
Good business if you can get it per day. That would be the nicest suite Donald Trump stays in. But going back to the real world, you now have this change of economics that even Jerry Brown talked about in his May revised budget. Although the mainstream media focused on the first six pages, you know, which was basically political propaganda about how things will be great in the future. If you look in the 91-page report on page 66, what it says is that in the next recession, the state of California is going to lose $20 billion of revenue. And given that the payroll of the entire state of California is $10 billion, how do you lay off 200% of your employees? Well, you don't. You have to start cutting again. And this comes from a state where Jerry Brown has already robbed the infrastructure budget to do other political things. Oroville Dam is a perfect example of not spending money on infrastructure, coming up with some phony baloney excuse for global warming, and the bottom line is the money went into politics. Well, all there really is no infrastructure budget to cut this time around. This time it's just disaster. And where that disaster is going to be biggest, of course, is in Silicon Valley, which has generated capital gains. And if the economy turns down in Silicon Valley, which I believe it is already turned down, then Jerry Brown and the California Democrats are facing Armageddon.
Well, you know, this is going to be an interesting situation coming up in California, because you have a lot of pressures and things going on with this new state movement that's starting to come to the rise now, and the legs are getting underneath it. You have the situation going on with I think a lot of Democrats even being kind of going crazy about, you know, Brown's budget and more gun control and things like that. Now we have some news article in here from Breitbart. I see it says Orange County, California, key battleground for 2018 midterm elections. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, this has been coming for a long time. Orange County actually voted for Hillary Clinton. But the reason Orange County voted for Hillary Clinton and Democrats, it is not that they don't support traditional Republican values. It's you just don't have any traditional Republicans. You know, Republicans have found out they can game the system. You know, that nice man, Mr. McCain, you know, they can game the system to give the left what they want, and the left will then give them some money to spend on what they want. Now, you know, John McCain wants to, you know, fight World War III in Syria, and he's been able to fund that because he's conveniently worked out voting for most of the spending of the left.
Hmm.
So I just think, Paul, that this, you know, this Death Star for the Democrats, you know, was their own spending. They're stuck in California where you've given somebody a benefit. They like you the first year, but in year two, they just expect it as an entitlement. They don't really vote for you for giving them what they already got. Now, if you give them more, you know, they might.
Yeah, they got your vote. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, how do you reverse this process if you're the Democrats? One day, California is going to be just like Puerto Rico. You know, the Death Star is going to hit, and the thing's going to be upside down. And the Democrats have no way to kill their own goose that lays the golden egg. And I think it'll flip Republican. But it won't be the Republicans you got right now.
No.
It'll be new guys like Donald Trump. You know, like the guy down the street, you know, and you talk to on your fence. You know, a real guy who actually deals with issues that regular people have to, you know. You know, raising my gas taxes by 30 cents a gallon.
Yeah, that's real smart.
How is that going to be good for me? You know, these kind of desperate things that Jerry Brown's doing right now, you know, are an indication that they're really close to collapse.
Yeah. See, that's the thing, is that all these laws that they're passing, they're just throwing laws through the legislature, and you got a lot of ignorant assembly members and senators there, especially on the left, and a lot of Latinos that have been newly introduced into this process who don't speak English well. I mean, you know, citizenship is questionable on some of these guys. Many members of La Raza they've affiliated with, you know, radical communist organizations. It's kind of a mishmash of what's going on right now in the legislature. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here. Chris Street on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also you can email me, paul@a21r.com. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Time.
tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And Chris Street's been our guest. And Chris, tell us how we can get a hold of you. A lot of things going on in your life right now, but how can we get a hold of you?
I'm Breitbart, California. I write 1 to 3 articles a day. And I guarantee you, folks, I rock the boat.
Yeah, you know, Chris, you rock the boat. There's no doubt about that. And what's coming up? You got 30 seconds in some new articles.
I think we're going back and visiting pension land again, folks. You know, you sort of got the Death Star approaching. Jerry Brown's doing everything possible. You know, you got this guy, John Morlock, a Republican, who's going to roll over. You know, these Republicans sell out.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
He's going to roll over for this borrowing against the payroll plan. Payroll to pay pension benefits. You know, Paul, it's crisis time in the state, and they're doing stuff that's more stupid than stupid is.
Because they've never been here before to face a crisis. Anyway, Chris, thanks for being with us on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. It's now time to move along. Have a great day. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. You can catch the replay on KMYC 1410 AM and 104.3 FM in Marysville, Yuba City, California. Northern California, boy, do we have a lot to say, from 7 to 10 p.m. in the evenings. And thank you very much for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. If you want to listen to this on the podcast, please go to podcast at our website, agenda21radio.news, up there in the menu bar. We'll be on YouTube also. We got a YouTube coming out tomorrow. That's a barn burner. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Shop online at either Shooter's Paradise Online. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.